The book of Malachi 1, 6 through 10. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name. Yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you? By saying, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. But now entreat God's favor, that he may be gracious to us. While this is being done by your hands, will he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. Who is there even among you who would shut the doors, so that you would not kindle fire on my altar in vain? I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hands. Very unfortunate words. This is a prophetic rebuke of God that is directed toward the priests who brought offerings to the Lord. And the Lord said he is against them bringing this defiled food, what is lame and what is sick, to him upon the altar. Let's see how our apostle identifies each one of these things for which God rebukes his priests. First, offering defiled food upon the altar of the Lord is the image of bringing your first fruits and tithes, but when you bring them, you seek materialistic rewards. Galatians 6, 7, 8, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. This means we need to sow into the Spirit and not into the flesh when we offer God our tithes and offerings. This means to seek what is heavenly and meditate or think about what is heavenly when offering. And when you do this, this means you then have a good soil of the heart, because to sow to the flesh is not just purchasing things that are necessary for the body. You need to sow into the Spirit and not into a soil that is not good. A person may have a suit, for example, for 30 years. They may have old shoes, old socks, and they say, I sow nothing into the flesh, but only into the Spirit. And is this actually so? The motives of this person is that he's a very greedy person, and that means he has an evil heart, because when we come to praise God, we need to be clothed properly before him. When we sow to the flesh, we sow having a heart that has dead works and false strongholds of salvation. When our heart and our spirit is not good, everything we then do is unclean. This is this defiled food for which the Lord rebukes us. Offering the blind as a sacrifice upon the altar of the Lord, these are prayers where a person is not worrying about the inner cleansing of his motives so he can correspond to the demands of true godliness, but instead he worries about outwardly things, which only has an outward look of godliness. Matthew 23, 25 through 26. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee. We're talking about blindness. What is blindness? Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. This means we need to worry about the cleansing of our heart from dead works so we can serve the true and living God. This is God's intent. He wants us to cleanse our heart, and afterwards he will work with our body. It can't be that sometimes the outward person is very pleasant, very has a look of godliness, but inside he's full of dead men's bones. But it can't be that inside he's beautiful, but outward he's terrible and scary. Say it usually will manifest itself what's inside outwardly. Third, offering the lame as a sacrifice upon the altar of the Lord are prayers where a person perceives false gods as the true God. 1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came to all the people and said, "How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him." But the people answered him not a word. This means we need to differentiate false gods from the living God and follow the living God. And so what God we follow, you can determine this by your altar, by your motives. Because here, practically, it's talking about the state of our altar, the state of our motives. And he said, and so we may have the same sacrifice, we'll pray together, the same prayer together. We will have the same bull. I will slaughter it, cut it in pieces, and put it on my altar. And you will slaughter yours and cut it in pieces and put it on your altar. And the one the Lord responds to is the one that serves the living God. They had the same sacrifice. And so the servants of Baal did this, and Elijah did. He had reconstructed the one they had broken down, and the Lord responded to that sacrifice. Two people can say the same thing. The words of one will kill those who listen, and the words of another will bring them alive. And, of course, the words of the one that kills those who hear him, he will hate, just like Cain hated Abel, and will do everything possible to kill Abel. We know that this is in the book of Genesis, but in the book of Kings, we see Elijah, and Elijah, of course, then killed all of these wicked and lawless people. And finally, offering the sick as a sacrifice upon the altar of the Lord, these are prayers that come from an offended heart, where a person refuses to allow God to avenge them and to allow God to be the supreme judge. Romans 12:19, "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." This means to be ready to forgive those who offend you so that you can allow God to judge and to avenge you for any kind of wrong done against you. Right now, we will sing a psalm, and we will thank God that we have the opportunity, the privilege, to take part in this wonderful service. And as we can see, we needed to prepare the altar for service, prepare the motives of our heart, because everything that will touch our altar, any offering, sacrifice, tithes and offerings, they will either defile our tithes and offerings or will sanctify them. All will depend upon our altar. And yes, offense is also included here. And as we read on Friday in Revelations, we looked at what the essence of the good of the goodwill is. This is what God has done for us. And we talk about the acceptable will also. In the goodwill, he cleansed us, he watched us and forgave us. And in the acceptable will, we need to cleanse and forgive saints that have sinned against us in the acceptable will. And we need to proclaim in the name of Jesus Christ that we forgive them. And then our altar will be right, and everything that will be put on that altar will be holy. Let us stand up and take part in this wonderful service. Thank you.
Здесь мой пастырь, не буду в нужде. На пажитях злачных меня Он пасет. Дает насыщение моей душе.
Let us stretch out our right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.